The training of Air Force pilots has been thrown into disarray by the crash landing of a plane at an Air Force base in eastern Victoria. Two pilots who ejected yesterday from their plane moments before it crashed are still in hospital, and the Air Force says it's still trying to work out exactly why the plane's engine failed. ABC reporter Gus Goswell is at the East Sale base this morning, and he joins us now. Gus, what is the Air Force telling you at this stage about the crash?
Eleanor, the account the Air Force has given us is that a fully qualified instructor and a trainee instructor were flying near the East Sale RAAF base yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock. They were about 10 kilometres from the base when they got into trouble. They noted that there were some problems with the engine. They tried to correct that fault. They couldn't, and they were forced to eject from the plane moments before it crashed. And although speculation has been around a failure of an engine, and the Air Force says that that's the most likely scenario, this morning Group Captain Glenn Coy, who was speaking at the East Sale base, wasn't too keen to speculate on how the crash happened.
The investigation into the accident yesterday is ongoing. It's too early for me to speculate on what the cause of that was or whether there was any possible leakages to the incident in Western Australia earlier in the year. The investigation is in day one. Until we know what's happened, it's too early for me to speculate on how long the aircraft will be suspended from flying. We won't be returning to flying until it's safe to do so.
So that's Group Captain Glenn Coy there. So, Gus, what impact will the grounding of this fleet have on pilot training in general across Australia?
Well, the PC-9 is one of the most commonly used training aircraft by the Air Force, and you heard Glenn Coy there talking a little bit about how it will mean that training for some pilots is going to be suspended. Essentially, because the PC-9 is such a popular and widely used training craft, the Air Force is now going to have to look at how it can train up some of its pilots differently. Tamworth in New South Wales is also the site of an Air Force base, and a lot of pilots are trained there. Training will be definitely interrupted here in Sale from now, and the Air Force is going to have to work out how it can logistically continue to train those pilots. And that, of course, is because they can't use the PC-9 planes until the investigation is complete. And today, Glenn Coy conceded that the training will have to be suspended until that investigation is completed.
Australian Defence flying training's conducted in a number of areas. The basic training's done in Tamworth. There are a range of options available for us to continue training for the majority of our pilots while the PC-9 fleet is suspended from flying.
But some will have their training stopped.
While the PC-9 fleet is suspended, clearly anybody that's training on that aircraft will have a pause in their training.
How many pilots and trainees would that affect?
We have, at the moment, around 50 pilots who are being trained on the PC-9 aircraft, the majority of those in Western Australia.
And so how long is it likely to be before that happens?
The Air Force isn't keen at all to put a time frame on this. Earlier this year, the entire PC-9 fleet, the same fleet of planes that have been grounded now, they were grounded also earlier this year when the engine of one of those planes caught fire, and that was in RAAF Base Pierce, which is just north of Perth. So we're now starting to build up a series of incidents. Last year, the two landing gear doors fell off one of these PC-9s while it was also flying near the East Sale RAAF base. In 2005, one of these planes of the same model crashed at this same base in Sale. So there's a series of incidents now afflicting this model, and although they're very widely used and very popular, and this model is the roulettes, which are the public face of the RAAF and many air shows, although they're so popular and so widely known, the Air Force says they can't be flown until they can ensure that the planes are safe.
So is the Air Force conceding that there is a systemic problem with these key training planes?
They're certainly not conceding that, but we can start to build up now a series of incidents, and that's got people who observe these planes professionally, and it's certainly in the media as well, those of us who live near these RAAF bases and have quite a lot to do with these planes and the pilots. There are questions now being asked about whether or not they are safe to fly, and after being grounded twice in the one year, can the Air Force really say it's going to be safe to put these planes back in the air?
ABC reporter Gus Goswell at that East Sale base, thank you.